for you then.
Prolific rainfall totals.
Here for you now.
Thanks, guys.
It only takes one storm.
The Hurricane Information Station.
Stay alert.
We get storms in October.
Sky Storm Watch for Radiant Credit Union.
There's more time.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Hunker on down, folks. We're keeping an eye on Hurricane Milton. Now, a high Cat 4, 155 mile an hour sustained winds, moving northeast at 16 miles an hour. Approximate location to hit, make landfall, Sarasota County. Again, ballpark figure, could fluctuate, but around 2 or 3 a.m., it looks like, Thursday morning, late tonight, but really it should be Thursday morning. We'll feel the effects clearly before that on the coast about 2 p.m. today, and then inland 5, 6, 7, 8, depending on how far inland you are. But right now, I want to touch base with our Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson. Good morning, Commissioner. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. Doing as good as we can be for under the conditions.
All right. Silly city boy question for you. What do you do with, like, the cows and the bulls? What do you do when you're going to have these possible sustained winds at this level? And I know that's going to cut across cattle grazing areas.
It absolutely is. Well, if you're, depending on what type of agriculture, and if you're in, obviously, with cattle, you're more concerned about your fences, with trees around your fences coming down and letting your cattle out. Most of those cattle will stay free roaming during this period. Some do have barns. Dairy cattle will have some of theirs in barns and some free willing. The threat is, of course, if your barn collapses on your cattle, that's even worse. And so as soon as this storm passes, when you get back down to a safe wind level, the first thing we'll do is ride those fence lines and repair any of those fences that we can. And of course, with all the storms we've had the last handful of years, we've got a lot of that area cleared. But agriculture is going to take another major hit here, just as we're recovering from Ian a few years ago. Mm-hmm. This path is going to be similar enough to where between the flooding and the wind, it's going to leave a big mark. You know, our strawberries in Hillsborough County area are getting ready to plant or being planted. And, you know, depending on the amount of rain we get, we might have to start over there. And, you know, that's $1 billion a year industry right there in Hillsborough County. And so we've got a lot of challenges around the state. The Big Bend's been hit three times in the last 13 months, as you know. Helene, we've almost quit talking about Helene. It just hit, you know, a week and a half or so ago. And here we are now, phase one here hitting the Sarasota area. There's, you know, dairies in that area. There's a lot of strawberries just north of there. And the rain event, of course, is going to be north of the storm. If you're watching everything, the flooding and a lot of that rain is going to be north of where the storm hits. Of course, the coastal flooding is going to be south of wherever the storm hits. And again, what you said earlier is right? It's targeting close to Sarasota now, but it could wobble 20 miles north or south very easily. So this is just one we're going to have to watch all the way to the end.
Let me ask you this. I mean, you brought it up already a little bit, but we're getting reports that several rivers in the state are already rising, and we haven't really had this huge influx even hit yet.
That is exactly right. I mean, the Withlacoochee River here, close to where I live in Pasco County, is already out of its banks. And if you get 6 more inches of rain, maybe we, you know, it's obviously extreme flooding, but if you get 18 inches of rain, it's going to be historic flooding. I mean, well over a 500-year flood. And obviously that's affecting a lot more than agriculture. We are obviously working in many areas. Your Department of Agriculture, we brought in 12 million gallons of gasoline in the last few days. We've got more coming. The Port of Tampa may be shut down for several days, maybe a week or so. It may have extensive damage. We don't know yet. So that's where about 3 million gallons a day come through into our state. So we're dealing with fuel issues. We will be helping deal with the search and rescue as soon as the storm has passed. The department will. And so we are dealing with many aspects of this storm. We were helping with the debris cleanup. Governor Santos mobilized our DOT and DMS. Kevin Guthrie and his team mobilized around the Tampa Bay area to get all this Helene area cleaned up, because we've got debris all over the banks and the shores still around Hillsborough and Pinellas County. and now you're about to have a storm come through and scatter it. So you're going to have refrigerators and couches and everything all over the place. And it's going to be, yeah, it's going to be objects now. It's going to be floating into people's houses or other areas and businesses. And so we've done your state fair. We'll talk about that, you know, come February. But our fairgrounds now is being used basically as a dump site and a staging site. We have hundreds of linemen there stage. We've got fuel stage there. We've got over 400 head of horses that are staged there, you know, from the affected area here. And so it's all hands on deck, and we've got a lot of things going on. What I would tell anyone that is listening or has family that's, you know, in that affected area, if you're in one of those zones, A, B, or C, please leave those areas. You still have a few hours, to get out of there. And if you choose not to, as we've said many times, you know, take a permanent marker, write your name on your forearm, maybe a social security number or something, so we can identify you. This is going to be a horrific storm of epic proportion, and where it hits is going to, not only where it hits, but where that storm surge comes in. This is going to be much worse than Helene.
Yeah.
So please evacuate.
Yeah, the mayor of Tampa, Castor, she was very direct in her language, too, about warning people that decided not to leave. The good news is, as we monitor traffic moving northbound on I-75, it is not nearly as hectic or as slow as it was yesterday. That's good news, and that probably gives us the idea that maybe most of the people heeded the warnings, got out. But like you said, if people are late in going, they still have a pretty good clear path if they leave soon. You mentioned gasoline. Let me ask you this. So we get a lot of gas from the Port of Tampa, also Fort Lauderdale and Jacksonville. If the Port of Tampa is closed, is there a mechanism that or overlap where the Fort Lauderdale and the Jacksonville folks can help fill those needs while the Port of Tampa is shut down?
That's exactly what we're doing, Bob. Right now we have trucks that are we've got trucks, hundreds of trucks stationed in and around the Hillsborough, Pinellas, Central Florida type area, that are not only filling those gas stations up, but yes, we will have extra fuel coming into those other ports around the state, and we will have trucks shipping it from as far away of Texas coming into the state, and a minimum of 3 million gallons a day just for normal operations. So it is a massive undertaking to make sure that we have ample fuel. That's one of the big jobs of the Department of Agriculture. We are working, obviously, with DMS and the governor's team. And but yeah, and then it's got to be safe, right, in those areas where it's been flooding.
Well, yeah,
as soon as the wind goes, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, look, how late will they do deliveries? In other words, what's the cutoff protocol for them to say, hey, we're not going to deliver gas past this point, and then the protocol to when they can again after the storm?
Well, the beforehand, they cut it off on Monday, early Monday, so it's been cut off for a few days because they're trying to make sure they save the port. Those tanks had to be full of fuel before, so they don't get destroyed themselves, the port itself. And so they've shut that down. So the Port of Tampa is shut down. It will come back on, what we hope, is within 24 to 48 hours after the storm passes. Our inspectors will go in and inspect to make sure there's no contamination, water contamination. Well, they'll also be checking all of those fueling stations that are where flood-prone areas are to make sure there's been no contamination. So our teams will start doing that immediately following the storm, and we will get the Port of Tampa back up. We hope, and hope is never a strategy, but we've got to, 24 to 48 hours later, we'll have that back up and running. But that will only be determined by how much damage is to it.
Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, always a ton of information and insight, and we always appreciate it, sir. And I hope you and your family ride this out safely.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. Take care. We'll give you the latest updates on Milton and the big headlines. We've got you covered here on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.